As John mentioned, we have a special guest today. This master being is one that I personally did not know much about and did not have a conscious relationship with in this incarnation. And after Joan and I had a conversation with him this week, I felt like I had been reconnected with a mentor and old friend. I was moved by his knowledge, wisdom, and perspective, and I'm sure you will be also. So please welcome El Moria.
Greetings. It is I, El Moria. I come as a stream of massive consciousness, of collective consciousness, not only from the ascended master realm, but as the Kohan of the first ray, ascension ray, of will and power. I am most honored to be presenting this information to you at this time. The energetics of this session has four holographic parts that are configured in a quadratic configuration. The intention of these holographs in this session is this. First, to change the focus from a third dimensional purpose of will and power. Secondly, to eliminate focus on linear beliefs and perceptions. This session will help you do this more completely. Third, the beginning energetic activations of the epikinetic and the eka bodies will, through this holographic quadratic configuration, will very slowly begin to activate. After your light conference, during which more activations will take place, the epikinetic body and the eka body will very gradually, through these various activations that are coming forth in November, will help you escalate the activation of this epikinetic and eka bodies. It is here that I wish to talk to you about those two massive parts of who you are. These bodies have no magical qualifications or expressions. They are very important light bodies, part of your light body, part of who you are as a spirit, created in the image and likeness of Prime Creator. Yes, it would be nice to travel through dimensional sequences where you can move your body of matter into various locations and dimensions. But keep in mind, these bodies are holy, sacred bodies that belong to you as a creative spirit and will help you as you alter your electromagnetic body of third, fourth dimension into a fifth dimensional sequence of matter. So the last part of this holograph is in aligning your higher mind more fully with the massive creator mind of Prime Creator. In this escalated alignment of your higher mind, your higher mind that was placed within your spirit at the time you were creative becomes more fully activated and usable. So let us begin with this teaching. You were taught by many great beings of light over the course of the last several years of your time that you are spirit and that you were created in the image and similitude of Prime Creator. You have aligned your will and your creative will with the creative will of Source using the energetics of the fifth chakra and then merging it with the creative higher mind of Prime Creator. So I ask you, what do you believe about that statement? Or the statement that you were created in the image and similitude of Source? What dimension are you in that belief? This is where you begin to gather information about what still resides in your linear unconsciousness and what dimension that belief is held in. When you gather the information about linear beliefs and perceptions, in this way, you can see what is valid for you and what is not. You can then stop and begin to create a different belief that resides in a different dimensional sequence. So let's talk about changing the meaning of will and power. This is an important stream of consciousness that has been very misunderstood in third and fourth dimensions. The meaning of will and power of the first ray of ascension is not will or power over another. You are now in the beginning stages of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional states of consciousness and realize that will and power over others does not represent who you are as a being of light. We will begin with altering the linear concepts and energies of will and power in the upgraded third triad, spinning that triad in a more refined velocity, which brings about a different state of consciousness. We're not talking about matter yet. We are talking about consciousness and about you as spirit, who embodied to experience the creative mechanism of matter. The spinning of the third triad enables you to receive direct alignment with the creative mind of Source as it pertains to form. When that alignment is completely merged, a state of your higher mind is created within the soul experience. Your higher mind is present in your spirit that has a consciousness of who you are and why you have embodied. The spirit then communicates its prime directive to the soul, and your soul then chooses what experiences are needed according to your prime directive. When a soul embodies in denser dimensional frequencies, there is an absence of the higher mind connection. And you take on the energetics of the energetic paradigm in which that denser dimension lies that you have embodied in. As your consciousness gradually awakens, you are able to draw more from your soul star energetic vortex, and you begin to know about your prime directive. You begin to draw the awareness, concepts, and energetics of your original creative purpose. And you have done this, dear ones. You have come a long way. This is where you begin to create sovereignty in matter, not power over matter. You have begun to achieve a state of consciousness where your higher mind becomes a dominant force as it is fully aligned with the massive mind of prime creators, creative force. You begin to use the power of your spirit that flows through your soul and communicates to your body. You begin to build communication with your soul that has had many iterations and versions within various dimensional sequences. This is all recorded within that recorder cell that is above your right ear and can be drawn from at will when you have attained an energetic consciousness. And that is soon to be enabled after this conference. When you give up the idea of the linear system, you can flow into the higher version of yourself through your higher mind in the presence of your soul spirit. You are able now to create a higher velocity of light energy through the upgrade of the third triad. You received these refined speed of light through your crown chakra, where it moves through the creator's higher mind, passes through your soul star, and then is moved down the center channel of your body and is received into your sacred heart, into the first triad. It is then distributed to various chakras and triadic systems and utilized specifically for creation through the dimensions, especially since the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional time locks have been unlocked. The purpose of this call is to start creating an influence of your higher mind when you use the third triad to create a velocity of light that is required to move the electrical magnetic body into another energetic sequence. Your epikinetic body then can have free movement between dimensions and states of consciousness. The body then has a form of your higher mind that can transmit between dimensions. The epikinetic body is such a moving body with such extreme velocity that goes beyond anything related to third or fourth dimensional consciousness. Take a deep breath. Begin to notice the stirrings within your body within your higher mind as this epikinetic body begins to stir and awaken in you. Take another deep breath. The epikinetic body can alter the effect of the electromagnetic mind through the thoughts that are thought and the feelings that are felt. The epikinetic body is the place where higher mind is fully functioning in its wisdom and creative abilities. It is not limited in any way by states of matter when you have achieved the merged state of higher mind. It alters and changes dramatically the state of your body and brings it into a refined sequence of light energies. When you have achieved this refined state, you are no longer hindered by the state of matter of the body. First, you have to work with your mental emotional body, which you have been doing, and see it as a massive creative unit that is governed by you as the creator. You can attain this state of consciousness through your higher mind and the communication that is opening between your higher mind and your soul spirit's prime directive. Can you see how wonderful it was during the 2020 Light Conference where you were able to receive your prime directive? This took a state of consciousness and a light frequency that is within each of you to receive this directive. Your focus then becomes only on what you are going to create and the process that you will use to create and manifest in matter. It is now much more than your thoughts and emotions and the balance of your electromagnetic field. Because as long as you are in a body on planet Earth, that electromagnetic field of the Earth and humans still has to be taken into regard as you move through this creative process. You must acquire a better understanding of that fifth element that is required in any creative venture that a soul spirit creates in fifth dimension and above. The fifth element is the prime element that is present and becomes ingrained, an ingrained energetic within the consciousness. It's a dominant force of creation that is created with intention and manifested in form. Now, this is where there is a thread of consciousness that gets developed when that fifth element is present and becomes an ingrained energetic within your consciousness, becomes a dominant force in your creation. as you create with intention and manifest in form. You have gotten to this state of consciousness through study and practice of being aware of your thoughts and feelings. Before, you believed that you were the victim of your circumstances and that you couldn't change that. Now, you have the awareness that as a creator, you can change your response to these denser states of matter. You are able to bring into your energetic field and body refined frequencies of light. Be aware, you are still going to be hindered somewhat by the third dimensional body until you are able to change that electromagnetic body into a more fluid body of light. Take time daily to work with the third triad to create a state of well-being. But most importantly, to manifest a state of your higher mind to take precedence over the lower mind. When your higher mind is merged with the massive creative mind of Prime Creator, you begin to have a creative mind that is very powerful. You then change the circumstance of matter. This cannot happen until the epikinetic body can be used in the speed of light energetics that are required to move beyond the dimensions. The body that you use at this time is a third, fourth dimensional body, and as a result, it has limitation. You are quickly changing that through your creative awakening. We are teaching you to create light frequencies within your body that are needed to move beyond limitation. One of the primary steps in engaging your third dimensional mind is to exhibit how much power and creative force that emerged higher mind has as it is merged with the creative power of Source. This is done in the second triad. Your lower mind recognizes power and will rest in it because it believes that power over gives it dominance. It will not interfere with the various energetic processes that are required of you. But this action will help transform the fallen ego of your third dimensional body and bring it into a fifth dimensional sequence as the physical matter of your present body gets transformed into a different dimensional sequence. You have moved beyond the third dimensional limitation enough that you are now making a dramatic shift. If you will pay attention to where you are, what your belief is currently, and what dimension you are presently in. Let me repeat that. You have moved beyond the third dimensional limitation enough at this time that you can and will make a dramatic shift if you will pay attention to where you are and what your belief is currently and what dimension you are presently operating in. Practice often the third triadic energetic concepts. Bring your higher mind into the second triad. Bring the powerful creative force of your higher mind that will actually alter the velocity of the body that limits you. The spinning of the second triad should be a primary focus now, where you achieve a velocity where you can create within a higher dimensional frequency of fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions. You've already achieved this frequency of light with the unlocking of the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates. So focus on this dimension when you create with your higher mind in the second triad. Focus on the creative power that you are creating as you continually merge your creative abilities with a massive creative power source. When you are feeling the influence of the outside third and fourth dimensional world, stop. Engage your higher mind as it is merged with Prime Creator's mind. Bring the communication from the soul star through the eighth chakra and the higher mind of Prime Creator. Transmit it through the center channel of the body into your sacred heart, into the first triad, where your creative power is held. Transmit your higher creative mind that is aligned with Source into the second triad. This is where a different velocity and a different body merge begins to be created and used. This deletes the effect of what is occurring in third and fourth dimensional body. This is where you begin to create sovereignty in matter. This is where you begin to choose the creative path that is needed to move into more refined states of consciousness. Now let's take a deep breath and pause a minute. For these energetics that you are receiving and these concepts are very massive. Now, go back to the mental emotional body in the third and fourth dimensional body. Bring with you that power that you bring into the second triad. There is a knowing that will take place in how you respond to the outside energetic version of your body that is threatening your state of well-being. The response will be different because of the influx of light that changes the velocity of the body and transmutes it into a different version where it knows how to maintain sovereignty in matter. There is more to come when two more light packets are activated that will alter the DNA of the body as well as the energetics of the soul that uses your current body. Your merged higher mind with that of Prime Creator's massive mind alters the state of your creative mind that becomes very powerful. You can change the circumstance of matter. This cannot happen until the epikinetic body and the eka body can be utilized in the light velocity that is required to move beyond these denser dimensions. The body itself at this time is a third dimensional vehicle that has limitations, which we are well aware of. When you are able to create the light frequencies that are needed to move beyond such limitations, you are able to create a better alignment with your higher mind that you were given when your spirit was created. Pay attention what belief you currently hold and what dimension you are in. It is of prime importance that you practice with the open third triad, bringing it through the center channel of the body, anchoring it in the sacred heart of the first triad. The spinning of the second triad and the velocity that you are able to achieve is a refined dimension where you can create, very slowly activate, the beginning stages of the epikinetic body and the eka body and engage it. When the epikinetic body is engaged more fully, you can move out of third and fourth dimension into a different sequence of fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions, where some of the effects of the third dimensional failing body is felt. You are moving into a different sequence where those effects do not exist. When you do this often enough, you pay attention to your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs. You stop and change whatever part of this faulty equation is limiting you. But you have to pay attention to what that limit is. You make the correction, and then you move back into the refined dimensional sequence that you have created. It is the same with outside influences of the human third, fourth dimensional collective consciousness. When you stop and correct the influence of the third dimension, you begin to create sovereignty in matter. This is a slow process and will take trial and error. So be gentle with yourself. Do not judge yourself. This is a profound learning curve that you have just entered. Your tenacity, as well as your creative power that you are in the process of achieving through your merging of your creative will with the creative mind of Prime Creator. Take a deep breath and take in the massive energetics of the holographic configuration that has been transmitted to you. Another deep breath. Taking it in, taking it in. You will access various levels of this holograph over the next 2.5 years of your time. This holograph brings about dramatic changes that you couldn't dream of nor had you known anything about. These are exciting times that you have chosen to be embodied. And of course, you came here with purpose.